Welcome back, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital world and untangle the wires of technology. I'm your host, Alex, the tech guru who loves to break down complex topics.
And I'm Jamie, your go-to for all things curious and tech. I'm here to ask the questions you're thinking and add a little fun along the way. Today, we're tackling a big one, SQL versus NoSQL databases. Alex, this sounds like we're choosing sides in an epic battle.
You could say that, Jamie. It's more like choosing the right tool for the job. Databases are the heartbeat of every app, from social media to fintech, and knowing which type to use is crucial.
Heartbeat of apps? Got it. But let's start with the basics for folks like me. What's a SQL database?
Great question. SQL databases are all about relationships. Think of them like a well-organized filing system where everything has its place. SQL stands for Structured Query Language, and these databases store data in tables. Everything is neatly arranged in rows and columns, and the relationships between these tables are strictly enforced.
So it's like having a super organized roommate who labels everything.
Exactly. And this organization comes with perks like ACID transactions, ensuring data integrity and consistency.
ACID, like the burn?
Not quite. It stands for atomicity, consistency, isolation, durability. It's a set of principles that guarantee database transactions are processed reliably.
Got it. What about NoSQL? Is it the messy roommate?
You could say that. NoSQL stands for not only SQL, and it's more flexible. Instead of tables, NoSQL databases store data in formats like JSON documents, key-value pairs, or graphs. They're built for speed and scalability, perfect for handling large volumes of unstructured data.
So if my app explodes with users overnight, NoSQL's my hero?
Precisely. It handles massive scaling needs by spreading data across many servers. But remember, with great power comes great responsibility. NoSQL often trades off strict consistency for speed and flexibility.
I see. So when do I choose SQL over NoSQL?
Think about your data structure and consistency needs. If your app relies on complex transactions and data integrity, like banking or inventory management, SQL is your best bet. If you're dealing with rapidly evolving data models or need to scale horizontally across many servers, think big social media platforms or real-time analytics, NoSQL shines.
Gotcha. But can you mix and match?
Absolutely. That's the polyglot persistence approach. Many systems use both, playing to each's strengths.
This feels like choosing between a sports car and an SUV.
Spot on, Jamie. It's all about using the right vehicle for the journey.
And what about performance and security? I bet our listeners are curious about that.
Good point. SQL databases are traditionally stronger in consistency, which can mean slower writes. NoSQL databases excel in fast writes and high availability. Security-wise, both can be hardened, but it's crucial to follow best practices like using parameterized queries for SQL to prevent injection attacks.
Sounds like there's a lot to consider. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that the database world is vast, and choosing between SQL and NoSQL depends on your specific needs. Don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for your project.
Experimentation, the true spirit of tech. Thanks, Alex, for unpacking SQL versus NoSQL for us. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Don't forget to hit subscribe and join us next time for more tech deep dives.
Until then, keep nerding out and exploring the tech universe.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.